For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump says there would be severe punishment if Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, was murdered. On ABC's This Week, White House Chief Economist Larry Kudlow was asked if it's appropriate for Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to attend an investor conference in Saudi Arabia.
He is intending to go because of the importance of the issue of ending terrorist financing. Along with the president and the general investigation, Mr. Mnuchin will make up his mind as the week progresses and as new information surfaces.
While at the conference, Mnuchin wants to include a provision to deter currency manipulation in future trade deals, including with Japan, based on the currency chapter in the New Deal to revamp NAFTA. During a mass in St. Peter's Square before 70,000 faithful, Pope Francis canonizes 7 people for sainthood, including Pope Paul VI and Salvadorian Oscar Romero. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Continuing now on with our top story, Senator Bernie Sanders tells CNN's State of the Union the U.S. cannot allow for a journalist to be tortured and or killed if that's what's happened to a journalist in Saudi Arabia.
It's clear we cannot have an ally who murders in cold blood in their own consulate a critic, a dissident. That is unacceptable.
Senator Mark Rubio also tells CNN's State of the Union he thinks it sends the wrong message worldwide if the Saudis are not punished. The cleanup from Hurricane Michael continues and could take some time before the Florida panhandle recovers. Senator Rubio says the federal government is doing all it can to assist the state.
I think everyone's doing the best they can. The state government is the lead response agency. They're the ones in charge of the response. The federal government steps in and provides them whatever help they need. And our job is to make sure the federal government is providing whatever the state is asking for.
In the Florida Panhandle and Big Bend areas, the widespread destruction has many people living in dire conditions. And some have already resorted to looting. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
What was billed as a march for law and order in Portland, Oregon, turns violent. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Police say the march turned into chaos as right-wing activists and leftist protesters clashed in the streets on Saturday night. Members of the group Patriot Prayer fighting with members of Antifa, a battle that involved bear spray, fists, and batons. The fight eventually broken up by riot police who had to fire pepper balls at the crowd. Some participants were earlier seen with knives and other weapons, but no arrests have been made at last check. Police say they are continuing to investigate.
The World Bank has pledged up to $1 billion for relief and reconstruction to Indonesia to help recover from that September 28 earthquake and tsunami. More on that from John Clemens.
Indonesia was rocked by the twin disasters that claimed an estimated 2,000 lives. In making the announcement, World Bank President Jim Yong Kim called Indonesians a compassionate people.
We at the World Bank Group are very happy to be able to meet that compassion by announcing that we will be able to respond to the government's request for up to $1 billion to supplement rehabilitation and reconstruction efforts and to bolster long-term resilience in Sulawesi and Lombok.
A birthday party for a one-year-old toddler north of Corpus Christi, Texas, turns violent with 4 men now dead and a 5th man wounded. Taft Police Sergeant Nathan Brandley says a fight erupted between 2 families and escalated into the deadly shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.